now he is Corey Samaha.
Every once in a while on the internet, you'll hear about these programs that are exceptionally well. And you'll hear someone do a review about them. And then as a result of that review, there will be a big demand for it. A lot of people will go and download that program because of the demonstration of it or a review and see if that program really works for them. I think that this program might be pretty similar to one of those. An example I can think of right now is the MSN Instant Messenger program, which was demonstrated a couple months back, and I think a lot of people downloaded that as a result of that demonstration. I think this program that I'm about to demonstrate is going to be pretty similar to that, in that when you learn about it, you're going to find that maybe it will in fact work for you. And as a result of me doing that review, you might find that this will be pretty useful. This is another one of those CD ripping programs, and you might be asking yourself right now, there's a bunch of these CD ripping programs, so why am I bothering to do another demonstration of another CD ripper program if there's plenty out there already? I think you will learn the answer to that as I go on here, and hopefully you'll realize why it has now become my favorite CD ripper program. It's very good with speech. It's flexible in that you can encode to lots of different formats, and you can go back and forth. Like if you encode to a WAV file, you can turn that into a compressed file, or go back to WAV files. You know, whatever. We'll hear about that here, and I'll demonstrate how you can do some of those things. So I am running here, and the program is called CD Extractor, and I'll give information on where you can download that at the end of the review. The name of it is CD Extractor. I'm running WindowEyes with the Microsoft Text-to-Speech engine. So now I'm going to demonstrate the program and take you through some of its most commonly used settings, and you can see how the program works for you if you feel like downloading it. So I'm going to the desktop.
List view, Microsoft. My computer, my...
Okay. It's one of these on the desktop. I'm going to hit C for CD Extractor.
C. Connect to the internet. C. Gets 1.3014 of 23.
So it's called CDX 1.30. And there's a couple different versions out there. 1.2 is the current released version. However, 1.3 is the beta version, which is what I'm running. So you might want to download the beta version because I think it does have some extra encoders that you can encode to, and things like that. I'm not sure exactly what it has that the current release version doesn't, but I guess it's a little bit better. So I'm running the beta version. I'm going to hit enter, and it just takes a second.
Gets version 1.30, beta 7. List view. Final.
Okay, so this
no
is
selected item.
Beta 7. And when you get yours, you'll have some kind of a version number. And I have a CD in the CD drive already. And I've actually picked out one of my favorite CDs from the Carpenters, which is one that I like. And if I go through, I'm right here, I'm in a list view. And if I go through the list, I'll see the track names, because when you open this program, it automatically recognizes that you have a CD in the drive, if you have one, and if not, you'll have to put one in, otherwise the program is kind of useless. So I'll go through the list now, and we'll just see how this how it reads it.
Top, we've only just begun. 1000.00, 409.40, 41.98 megabytes. Okay, 1 of 12.
Alright, so it tells me there's 12 items. Now, let me just tell you that when you come into this program, normally you won't have track names right there already. Now, I have the first one, which says, We've Only Just Begun. That's the name of the song. It got that off of the CD database. And if you're familiar with CD ripping, you know what the compact disk database is. It's a database. It's grown a lot now. It's on the internet, and what you do is when you have a CD and you want to make a copy of that on your hard drive, what you do is you go onto the internet and you try to track down this information about the CD, because then you know what you're playing on your hard drive, because otherwise it'll just appear as untitled CDs and you'll have a bunch of untitled songs floating all over your hard drive that you won't know what they are until you listen to them, which is not very convenient, and that's one of the reasons why you'll probably like one of these CD ripper programs, because it allows you to get access to the CD. I think there are a couple CDs, you know, there's obviously some of the obscure ones they don't have, but I think it's growing a lot, and you can even submit your own CDDB information if you want to do that. So normally, these track names don't appear, and the only reason why the names of the songs are here already is because I've had the CD in here before. This is the one that I did initial testing on this program with. And so if you have a CD that's familiar to this program, you know, if the program recognizes it, it will try to track down, it's trying to save some of the track information. And it will pull that in when you open the program. If it's a CD that it doesn't recognize, you either have to, you have to go onto the CD database and see if it is a CD that is on there. A lot of CDs it does have, and I'll show you how to do that. So just in case you don't have the names of the tracks, let's go and take a look at the menu bar and see what might be up there that we might be interested in.
F equals file pull down. E equals edit pull down.
Okay, so I'm going across the menu bar. Hit Alt.
C equals convert pull down. G equals tools pull down. D equals CVDB pull down.
Okay, now that sounds pretty good. Now, I've played around with this program for a few days, and so I know what to do. But let's keep going here. Let's see what other menus are.
O equals options pull down. H equals help pull down.
All right, so there's two more. And help, of course, is the last one. So I'll slide back here to the left to CDDB.
D equals CDDB pull down.
And we'll hit enter.
L equals read from local CDDB.
Now, this first option, read from local CDDB, you can, as I say, you can have track names saved on your hard disk, and you might not want to get too many on there, because you might find over time it will just be cluttering up your hard drive. And of course you can go on to the internet and pick these track names off any time. But you can, you know, I can't imagine you using that option too much, but it's there if you want it, and if you have the track names on your local hard drive, that's a way that you can access it.
R equals read remote CDDB.
This is the most commonly used option, read remote CDDB, which is the one that we'll use. And so I'll just hit enter on that. And this is if you don't have the track names. If you do have them, like I do, then you don't even have to pay attention to me. And you can just go on and do whatever you want to. But just in case you don't have the names of the tracks, this is what you do. You go into this menu and you choose Read Remote CDDB and you hit Enter.
Menu closed. Dialog. Accessing CDDB TM. Graphic. Current action. Open connection.
Alright, now it chatters a lot there, so I'll just silence it. Now it goes on to the internet and it says to the CDDB database, it tells it there's a certain code that's on every CD, and each CD has a unique code, and it tells the database what that code is, and it tells the database, send back any information that you have on this code. And so it does that. So hopefully now, if we we'll have the names of the tracks
found in exact match.
See, this is a dialogue you'll get a couple times. If it finds an inexact match, which means that there could be a couple that are related to your CD, but there may be a couple that are pretty similar, but are not the ones that you have. And a lot of times it will find an exact one, but you'll have to go through the list. There might be a couple there, and you'll have to choose the one that you have. So let's just go through here and see what there is. I have to hit the tab key to get into the list view.
List view. No selected item. Top. Bottom. Rock. Carpenter's The Singles 1969-1973. A 709
BC0. It's the only one in that list, and that happens to be the one that I have. But if I hit tab, let's just see here.
Button. Cancel.
We have the cancel button.
List view. Top. Bottom.
And we're back around to that list view. So how come there's no OK button? Which would make a lot of sense. We don't want to cancel out of this. We just want to hit OK and get out of here and have the names of the tracks. One of the things that you might not like about this program, and I don't really mind it using my mouse pointer, but you do have to use your mouse pointer a certain amount in this program because not everything is done from the keyboard. Even if you use the space bar, for some reason the OK button doesn't show up when you're tabbing around. So what I find you have to do is you have to root your mouse pointer to the place on the screen and then click with your left mouse button to select it. Which might be a little bit, you know, you might not like that so much, but it's, I would think it's worth it to use this program. So I'm just going to root the mouse pointer.
Pointer rounded to list view.
And I'm going to read my line.
Rock. Carpenter's The Singles 1969-1973.
And that's the one I want. So I'm going to click it.
Left.
With my left mouse button. And then, if I look around.
Button. Okay.
I see the OK button. And that's what I want.
Next version 1.30, beta 7.
Okay.
List view. Title. No selected item.
Okay, so now we're back in the list view. And if I go through here.
Top. We've only just begun. One,
I see
zero.
The names of the tracks. Now, in my case, I already had the names of the tracks, but in case you didn't, that's how you do it. So, by the way, you can tab around in here. There's a list view, but there's also some other things. If I hit tab...
Edit box. Artist. Carpenters.
So it says the artist name is the Carpenters. And hit tab again.
Edit box. Title. The Singles 1969-1973.
That's the title of the disc.
Combo box. Genre. Rock. 100 of 126.
It says rock.
Edit box. Year. 2000.
And I don't know why that says 2000, but it's year, and I know that they didn't come out with this album in 2000, so maybe that means the date that you ripped it to your hard drive or you're copying it. I don't know why it says 2000, but in any case, we'll hit tab.
List view.
And
title. Top. We only just...
We're back in the list view of all the tracks. So, what can you do with these tracks? There's 12 items here, and we can go through that list, and we can see the names of the tracks.
Top of the World, 2, 409.40.
So, if you notice, if you're paying attention to what's displayed in the list view, you'll see the name of the song first. In this case, I'm on the song called Top of the World. And it says that it's track number 2. It's using ID3 version 1.1, which also displays the track number. That's one little advantage that you get. And I'm not sure that all audio players, you know, like if you're going to rip this track and you're going to copy it and you're going to play it with an external audio player like Winamp or something, I think Winamp does support this format, because I've tried it with it, and it does seem to work, but I'm not sure how many audio players do, so you may have to check. If you're using a different one, you'll just want to make sure. So, I'm going to rip one of these tracks, just so you can see how it works, and I'm going to go down and see which ones I like here. For the purpose of saving time, I'm only going to rip copy one, and I'm going to copy it as a WAV file, and then we can see what all the kinds of cool things we can do with that WAV file. So I'm on the second one here, and if I arrow down...
Ticket to Ride, 3, 708.05.
Right, there's their version of Ticket to Ride.
Superstore, 4, Rainy Days and Mondays, Goodbye to Love, Yesterday Once More, 7.
All right, I'll just do this one. Yesterday Once More happens to be one of my favorites. It's track number 7. There are shortcut keys in this program, but if you're not too familiar with the program, you may want to go through the menus. And I'll show you which menu option it is in case you want to do that, because chances are, if you're not too familiar with the program, you probably want to explore it a little bit before you start using all kinds of shortcut keys. So I'll hit Alt to go back to the menu.
F equals file pull down. E equals edit pull down. C equals convert pull down.
And the convert menu is where everything happens from. So we want to go into the convert menu now.
Extract CD track as to WAV file F8.
And that's what we want to do. It happens to be the first option. It says extract CD tracks to WAV. And it says, you know, following that is the shortcut key, which is F8. And if we go down, we can see some of the other options in here.
Extract CD track as to MPEG file F9.
Extract CD tracks to MPEG. MPEG is some kind of compressed format, like it could be either MP3 or some kind of other compressed format that we'll get into in a little bit here.
Extract partial CD track F10.
Now this is one of the cool things about this program. You can even extract a partial track. You know, let's say if you wanted to do 10 seconds of a song or 15 seconds and you didn't want to do the whole song but maybe just a partial excerpt from that song, then you can use this option, and I haven't used it, but it will prompt you for, you know, what part of the song and everything. It could be useful, though, depending on what you need it for.
WAV.
You can go from WAV file, you know, if I have a WAV file on my hard drive and I want to encode it to something that's more smaller, like an MP3 file, I can do that, which is a useful thing to be able to do sometimes.
MPEG WAV.
You can even go from MP3 to WAV, and MPEG doesn't refer to just MP3. Any kind of compressed format that we're dealing with, and we'll get into that, as I was saying, a little bit here.
MP3 with WAV.
I'm not too sure what these other two options are. I'm not quite sure what a RIF WAV is. And if we go down, we'll see.
RIF WAV MP3.
So I don't know what that has to deal with, and I'm not sure if there's any reason to know. I'm sure if I read up on it, I can figure out the technical workings of that. But I'm not quite sure.
Extract CD track as to WAV file F8.
So, it says, that's the one we want. So I'm going to use F8. I can just back out of the menu here.
Menu closed. List view. Title. Yesterday once more.
And I can just use F8 now to do that.
Button. Abort. Dialog. Extract dialog. Graphic. 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 Extracting track 7 file 11. Name yesterday once more.
And it comes up with a little bit of a dialog. It comes up with a dialog that displays pretty detailed information of the track that it's copying, how far through the track it is, how much time is remaining, and all that good stuff, which could be useful because you want to know how long you're going to be waiting here for that to be done. And in the case of my little review that I'm doing here right now, I want to know how long I'm going to be sitting here and have to talk, find something to say, between now and the time that that's done. So I'm going to go ahead and look at that time and see how long it's going to take. As you've discovered, this is kind of a speech-friendly program. But what you have to do is you use your mouse pointer, just like you would do in any other window that gives you a lot of detailed information. You just want to review it and see what kind of stuff is going on. So we will go up to the top here.
Top left.
With my mouse pointer. And I'll go down a couple of times here.
Extracting track 7 file 11.
Okay, so it tells me the track that it's extracting. It says track 7. And the file is extracting it to a WAV file.
Name yesterday once more.
That's the name of the track, yesterday once more.
Elapsed time 134. Remaining time 0023. Estimated time 157.
Well, that's nice. Only 23 seconds left to go. So, as you can see, it's kind of useful. And when we get done with this ripping process that it's copying to the hard drive now, we will go into the settings and take a look and see what...
Yes, version 1.30, beta 7. IBM.
It's done. We're going to go in and see what all we can do with this WAV file. And some of the things that you can do are actually pretty fun. And I've been enjoying playing around with them here for the past couple of days. So, this time, Okay, we should be back in the list view now.
In its box.
Okay, what happened here?
List view. Title.
Okay, there's the
yesterday
list
once more. 7.
Yes, I'm still on yesterday once more, and we're back in the list view. This time, I'm going to use a shortcut key to get into the settings dialog box. The settings is where you're going to be able to set all kinds of neat little options for this program. You will probably want to check this out because it's going to have some information that you want to have in there. And speaking of this, the first time I used this program and I was trying to use the CDDB function of it because I wanted to get the names of these tracks, it needs to have an email address from you. This can be any email address, but it has to have an email address. So you need to go in there into the settings and supply an email address. That's on the CDDB tab because CD Extractor has to supply an email address when it goes out to look for the track names. So we'll see what kind of tabs are here. F4 gets you into the settings dialog
button
of this program.
Okay. Property sheet. Dialog. Dex configuration.
Alright, so now we're in the CDX configuration. And what am I on here?
Bottom. Checked. ID 3D1.1. 2 of 2.
I'm on a radio button, and it says the bottom one is checked, which is ID 3.1.1. That's probably the one you're going to want to use, but we also have...
Top. Radio button. Checked. ID 3 tab options. ID 3D1.0.
1.0. So if you find that your audio player is really not compatible with 1.1 or it doesn't support it, you can go back to this format if you want.
Bottom.
But I'm going to leave
radio
it on
button.
The bottom
checked.
One.
ID 3 tab options. ID 3D1.1. 2 of 2.
And I'm going to hit Shift Tab. I'm not going to take you through all the tabs just for the sake of time. I'm going to show you the ones that I've highlighted as being kind of interesting. So I'll hit Shift Tab here.
Tab Control. General.
And we're on the General tab. If I hit right arrow.
File names. CD-ROM. Encoder.
Encoder is one of my favorites because you can choose what encoder you want to use. And there's a bunch of them. This is one of the reasons why I like this program so much is because you can encode to all kinds of different formats, and we'll get into those. So I'm going to hit Tab now.
Checkbox. Checked. Add ID 3 tag. Combo box. Thread priority. Normal. 3.
These
are fine.
These first two I haven't really dealt with.
Combo box.
But the third
encoder.
One.
Encoder. Onboard. Top.
Oh, what happened to that?
Top. Lame MP3 encoder version 1.15 engine 3.87.
Okay, I guess I was on the top one. It says that I'm using my current encoder is the MP3 Lame encoder, which is actually, if you're looking for a free MP3 encoder, it's probably the best one out there. The Lame MP3 encoder will allow you to encode to even high bit rates, and it's really quite nice. So the first one, which is the default, and I was already on it, I guess. Yeah.
Top. Lame MP3 encoder version 1.15 engine.
Right, because that's what it's telling me. So if I arrow down here, I can read the different encoders that it has. So I'll show you the ones that it does have. There's 14 of them. And some of them are not included with the program. That is, they're in this list, but they don't come with the program. So you either have to download them off the internet or somehow get them, you know, however you get them. But you may not find that you'll even need them. So the first one we have is Lame MP3 encoder. That's the default.
External encoder. 2 of 14.
Any external encoder that you have installed, and that would depend on which ones that you do have installed.
Windows MP3 codec, 3 of 14.
Now the Windows MP3 option is okay, except that you'll find, if memory serves me correctly, I think you can only go to 56K on that MP3 encoder. So it's probably not the one that you're going to want to use too often.
Blade MP3 encoder error, 4. A 14.
Alright, now it's saying error on that one. I don't have it installed, which is probably one of the reasons why it's saying error. So, that one is kind of useless right now.
Internal MP2 encoder version 1.11 engine 1.11. 5 of 14. Yamaha VQF encoder. 6 of 14.
Okay, so it has the Yamaha VQF encoder also, which is quite nice, and I'm not quite sure. The Yamaha format is a file format, and I'm not quite sure why it hasn't really become very popular. I think it didn't really take off as much as they had expected it to, but it's there if you want it.
Astrid Cortex Lock Encoder, 7 of 14.
Okay.
Microsoft WMAT Encoder, 8 of 14. Sigil Lock Encoder, 9 of 14. External Zing Encoder, 10 of 14. Wave Output Encoder, 11 of 14.
The Wave Output Encoder. I can't imagine you wanting to use this all too much, because if you remember F8, which is the hotkey I used before to turn that track into a wave file, that F8 key does the same thing, but I think what this does, this encoder, offers a bit more flexibility, and you might want to play around with that and see what it has.
Fuck DLL encoder error, 12 of 14.
And that one has an error also.
On board this DLL encoder version 1.00, engine 1.00, 13 of 14.
This is the new format that is going to be coming up a lot on the internet, probably within the next few months here. One of the reasons is because there's a company out there who right now owns the rights to the MP3 format, which is right now the most popular music format that everyone has. It will probably be declining, though, because they say that they're going to, sometime next year this is all supposed to start, they say that they're going to start charging for every MP3 file that you want to download off the internet, and they say that they're also going to charge for every encoder that encodes to MP3 format. Now, I'm really interested to see how exactly they're going to go about doing this, but needless to say that this is not going to make very many people happy. So, instead of sticking with the MP3 format, there has been a new file format created, which is called the Vorbis format. And no one owns the rights to that format, so it's free for everyone. And so it's probably what everyone is going to be switching to here within sometime in the next year. Who knows when they're going to start all this, you know, implementing the new rules on the MP3 format. But that's what's going on in that world.
Bottom. Global no code DLL encoder error. 14.
Alright, so that last one is there. I'm not too familiar with all of these, so you might want to just go in here and play around with each one and see what they do. Now, I'm going to demonstrate. I think what I'll do is just demonstrate the Vorbis format.
On Vorbis DLL encoder version 1.00, engine 1.00.
And I'll leave it on that one for now. Normally, I would leave it on MP3, except that I want to show you how easy it is to encode from a WAV file to another compressed format, such as the Vorbis. And you'll hear about this maybe more. But that's what I want to do now, is show you how you can easily, with this program, convert a WAV file into any kind of compressed format, be that MP3 or Vorbis. So I'll hit the OK button here.
Button. OK.
Which is the next option.
Next version 1.30, beta 7.
And we're back in the program. So, now what I'm going to do is go back to the convert menu, which is Alt-C.
Extract CD track as to WAV file F8.
Now, the one that I'm looking for, I don't believe has a shortcut key, so I have to just arrow down to it here.
Extract partial CD track F10. WAV MPEG.
WAV to MPEG, which is what I want, so I hit enter.
Menu closed. List view. Available files. Dial.
Now, it puts me into a dialog box. Now, if I shift tab I believe it's twice.
Button. Cancel. Read.
No. Once.
Button. Read only. Edit box. Directory. See program files. Gets 130 output files.
So it tells me what directory I'm looking at right now, which is nice. And the default, this program copies it by default to C colon backslash program files backslash CDX 130, I believe it's called, backslash output files. And you might want to change that because you might want your music in some other directory, but I didn't get around to changing the defaults right now. That would be under the settings dialog box where we just were. So I hit tab here.
List view. Available files. No selected item.
Now, here's the list view of available files. We'll see what's here.
Top. Bottom. Yesterday once more point wave. C program files gets 130 output files. Carpenters the singles 1969-1973.
I cleared all the ones that I've done before, but this is the only wave file that I have in this directory right now. Yesterday once more, which is the one that I just finished copying. And this is the one that I want to turn into a Vorbis file. So I hit tab.
Checkbox. Checked. Look in subfolders. Checkbox. Unchecked. Delete original.
Delete original can be very useful because most likely when you're done converting this into a compressed file, you won't want this giant WAV file taking up all of your hard drive space. So you might want to delete the original file. But right now I'll leave that unchecked.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Normalize. Checkbox. Unchecked. Rift wave. Button. Select all. Button. Open.
And then open. Which.
Next version 1.30 data 7.
File.
Button. Abort. Dialog. File.
Now this one takes slightly longer, and I doubt that I'm going to be able to sit here and talk for the 3 or 4 minutes that it takes to encode the Vorbis format. So what I'll do is, give a little pause here while it's encoding, and I'll come back when it's done. And then we'll wrap it up, and I'll show you what the new Vorbis file sounds like. I don't have, as of right yet, I don't have many programs on my hard drive that support the Vorbis format. I believe Winamp is supposed to come out with a new version sometime soon, which will support the Vorbis format, but right now, it's not there. So what it does, what's kind of useful, I think, is that this program comes with a built-in audio player that plays all the supported formats by this program, including the Vorbis format. So I'll take you through and show you what that audio player is like, and we'll listen to this file. I'm not going to listen to it all the way through because you don't need to hear the whole song, but just the beginning of it. And it really does have good sound quality, the Vorbis format. And I think the file size is slightly smaller, although I don't know if you're going to notice that much of a difference between the file size of MP3 and Vorbis. But the Vorbis format, as you'll be able to see, being that it's free and that no one owns it yet, is probably going to become quite popular. And it does have the same amount of audio quality, if not maybe even better, than MP3 does. So it's probably what everyone's going to be doing. But right now, I'll give a little pause here so you don't have to listen to me while this is encoding, because I can't really find anything else to say. And I'll come back when this is done. Okay, so the ripping of this track is complete, and just real quick before we wrap things up here, I just want to take you into the audio player that's built into this neat little program, and I'll show you how good this file sounds, because I have played around with it before, and it does sound pretty good. To get to the audio player, you go to the Tools menu, Alt-T,
P equals Play Files, arrow,
which is what we want,
menu closed, dialog, Play Files.
Now you do have to use your mouse pointer a certain amount in here, so I'll do that. I'll go up to the top.
Top left button. Open.
Open is what we want.
Left. List view. Available files.
And chances are we're in the right directory here.
Read only. Edit box. Directory. See program files, gets 130 output file. List.
So.
Top. Yesterday once more point .og. See pro.
It has the extension of .ogg, which is the Vorbis format, even though it has an extension of .ogg. And, that's the one that I'm gonna.
Bottom.
The bottom, bottom one is the
yesterday
wave file.
Yesterday once more point .wave. Top. Yesterday once more point .og. C program.
So the OGG file is what we want.
Button. Open. Prep. Button. Next. Button. Play.
And there's the play button.
Left. Button. Play.
Listen to this for a second.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio.
And you probably can't tell because this is coming through the internet, and you probably won't be able to tell once this is encoded and streaming in Shoutcast format, but in my headphones here it sounds terrific. And,
those were such happy times, and not so long.
Go
left
down here
button,
to the stop,
stop
button. And so this is, I think you can tell why, right now, this is my favorite CD ripper program. It has a built-in audio player, it's speech-friendly, and you can encode to a lot of different formats, which makes the program very flexible, in my opinion. I'll give you the URL real quick before I go, of where you can download this neat little program, if you are inclined to do so. It's at www.cdex.n3.net. That's www.cdex.n3.net. I hope this has been useful, and I may do little reviews like this in the future. We'll see how everything comes about to be. And until then, take care and happy computing.
Thanks for the excellent review, Corey. Just one small addendum for anyone who is interested. You can, in fact, obtain a Vorbis input plugin for Winamp that will allow it to play Vorbis files just like it plays MP3 files and WAV files and lots of other file types. If you're interested in obtaining the Vorbis input plugin for Winamp so that you can make Vorbis files with CDEX or any other Vorbis capable ripper, just go to www.vorbis.org. That's www.vorbis.org. And there you will find all sorts of information about what's happening in the new, emerging, and exciting world of Vorbis.